Okay, you ready?
You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Don't you forget, this is my life and it's gonna
be good. Don't you know? Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 54 of Design Yourself. I am your host, Sharon, and today it is my great privilege to talk with you all about executive presence. This is a topic that has been on my mind recently. I was lecturing on this topic to a group of executive MBA students just this past week, and I had kind of an interesting juxtaposition going into it. Usually in the course of my regular life throughout the year, I'm coming into any time when I'm facilitating or teaching, coming from work. This was an instance where I had made special arrangements to come down to do this session in between, kind of in the middle of being up on vacation with my family in upstate New York. So the juxtaposition was, I had probably 4 or 5 days climbing mountains, swimming in the lake, running around with my family, and not just my immediate family, my 3 kids, my husband, but my extended family on my husband's side. And the place that we go is the kind of place that just inspires you to slow down. It just really invites you to be yourself. And I think that's both a testament to my husband's family, and it's a testament to the place. The place is off of Point Road, an actual road, which is the inspiration point for my design studio, Point Road Studios. So anyway, all this to say, I had that kind of a backdrop for 4 or 5 days. And then I dropped in just for a couple of days back into Washington, D.C. for a couple of work events that I had and that my husband had, that we had decided, hey, let's come back for this. And now we're back up at the lake where we'll be for the next week, which just feels great. Anyway, in this light, as I was thinking about executive presence, I realized really finding yourself in a situation where you feel fully aligned and inspired to be who you are, that is the best basis to be driving and creating your own executive presence. That's the part that's really quickly easy to detect if someone's faking it. They just don't really seem like they're fully into that message or into that thing. They look uncomfortable in their own shoes or suit or whatever it is that they're wearing. And so you may have seen me posting on Instagram for Point Road Studios a couple of photos of my son up here at the lake, because when I was looking at him and looking through these photos when I'd landed back in DC, I thought, yeah, this is what executive presence looks like. When you're like jumping into it, your expression, your body, your mood, your emotion, like it all aligns. That's to me what it looks like when you're seeing executive presence. And you'll see another example of kind of a playful way of thinking about executive presence in my daughter, Henrietta, who is featured on this week's cover art. And there she is. She was out with me. And as is not unusual for her, found occasion to stick her tongue out at me, and I happened to capture it in that moment. So anyway, you can head over to pointroadstudios.com to see this week's original cover art by John Flannery of Cryptogram, and it has the beautiful picture of Henrietta. And you can also find the show notes with all the links and tools, books, resources, everything that I reference in today's episode. So without further ado, let us get deeper into this topic. So what I want to do for you all in the show today is talk with you about what is this thing called executive presence, because it is actually not easily defined. I want to talk about why it matters. Can it be changed? And because the answer is going to be yes, because it's me. I'm going to give you some tips on how you can actually go about improving and tapping into your own executive presence. And if you are a person who's listening and thinking, executive presence, me? What? Yes, you. All of you listening have executive presence. And anyway, we'll talk about how you tap into it. All right. So first thing I wanted to tell you about is just a little bit of a story from when this phrase was first dropped into my own vocabulary, I was participating in an executive development program for women through my employer at the time. And the idea was that it was an inaugural group of women going through this program. And the hope was, from the organization's perspective, to see more women tracking to the C-suite in the organization, which was something that they, like so many organizations, were flailing at. And so they invited an executive coach, maybe one of the first executive coaches I ever met. They invited an executive coach, a female executive coach, to come in and speak to us. She was late in her career. She was, in fact, coaching the CEO of our organization, although we didn't know it at the time. That came out through a subsequent session. And she didn't use a deck. She just stood up in front of us and spoke for probably the better part of 90 minutes to maybe even 2 hours. And she went on, talked about a wide variety of topics, all under this broad banner of women's leadership. And there were two things that really stuck with me. One was that she had talked about the wage gap, which I must admit, this is circa 10 years ago or so. When she talked about it, it was the first time I had realized that women are paid less than men. So I'm saying that out loud. Now it's almost embarrassing to me that I didn't realize it. But I'm saying it because I was, in the world I had grown up with, I thought, of course, like anything I want to do, the equality exists. We've kind of made it there. And it was as I've now had a series of eye-opening moments in my adult life about where there are vast inequalities that still exist, the wage gap stood out. And to the point of our topic today, the other thing that really stuck out to me was she had talked about the importance of appearance as tied to executive presence. And she was talking, about how she had referred women, they had to get different shoes on. And anyways, this very specific for women in particular, how much what you look like matters, whether that's fair or not. And so those were the two things that had really stuck with me. And as I have continued to deepen my own leadership and ask myself, okay, so what is this thing called executive presence? And I think at its core, in my mind, it really is something that emerges as a result of when you have what's happening inside of you. So I'll, for lack of a better word, use the word spirit. So when your spirit, right, this best self of you, this thing inside your spirit, when your spirit and the message you're speaking align with everything that's happening on the exterior. So what you're communicating through your words, through your body language, through the pace, the pitch, the appearance, when all of that comes together, then I think you're really able to inspire a sense of confidence in people. But the starting point for this kind of executive presence is that you've got the alignment on the inside. There's a lot of executive presence definitions that are out there. They include things like it's a way to authentically connect with other people so that they'll follow you. I think that introduces a couple of really important things. One is authenticity, which I think gets to what I'm saying on this alignment of spirit with everything people are seeing on the other side. And the other piece I like about that definition is that it talks about connecting to other people so they'll follow you. So executive presence, right, it isn't something that we can practice it in the comfort of our own room where no one else is around, but for it to be there, it needs to be there in front of others. And the ability to be able to tap into that kind of presence when others are there, that is critical. So that's another piece that I would posit out there as you think about what is this thing called executive presence. Funnily enough, it's one of those things that there's all kinds of studies out there you could Google and see. But when you ask executive leaders what matters in terms of promoting other senior leaders into more advanced roles, it's often one of those things they'll cite. But if you ask them what is it, they can't answer it. You'll hear things like, "Well, I know it when I'll see it," and I think if you ever find yourself in that situation, and I think this is particularly important for people who are in an employed situation where maybe they've had a long career inside a single organization or couple, but you've been somewhere for a long time, so people know you a certain way, and you haven't yet cracked into the next level of leadership that you'd like to see yourself contributing at. Really getting concrete, if someone is saying, well, we need to see executive presence, like, what does that look like? How would it manifest? So it is something that people are finding hard to define. And yet, I think if you can really sit with, who am I on the inside in my best self? What is that message I'm wanting to communicate out to the world? And you're creating alignment between what you are putting out physically, visibly, and what you're feeling on the inside. I think that was going to take you where you need to go. So why does this executive presence thing matter? Well, I think one of the reasons it matters is what I just said. You can find yourself getting skipped over for job promotions or not getting hired into a new role. If you're out there running your own business, people might not hire you because they're not seeing that kind of executive presence. I think even more than that, though, it's that if you don't have executive presence, you're going to be less trusted to lead. And whether that's damaging the business that you want to be building or the kind of impact you're wanting to have, without that kind of trust, even when you have great ideas, even when you have something really awesome to put out into the world, you're not going to garner the momentum of others to follow with you. And I think that is the thing where people really get hung up. You know, I think if you're doing all of that and you don't yet have the job promotion or don't yet have the dream client, those other things will come. But you can be in a position of great power, influence, impact, and have it fall short if you're lacking this executive presence to bring people with you. So I think that's really at the core why it matters. Can it be changed? Yes, you know, I think it can. It is something that you can learn. I think that's the beauty of executive presence. And it's also why I think it's so important to define it and really understand what it looks like. And for you, and we'll get into this, for you, what are those opportunities and places to tweak and grow how you're showing up? Can it be changed? You bet. So I think that's the good news. One other thing I want to say about what this executive presence thing is before I give you some steps for how you can improve and kind of think about your own executive presence is that notice it has the word presence. And in that sense, when somebody is showing up with executive presence, they are present to where you are. And that may seem like, duh, of course they're present to where I am. But their leadership has this slant towards looking into the future, being able to set and guide where are we going and here's how we're going to move there. But if you're leaning so far forward into the future and you're not tapped into and really hearing what's happening around you, being with the people and community that you're serving and working alongside, you will miss things. And so there is this sense of really presence and groundedness that happens in the present moment in front of you when you are showing up with executive presence. And a simple way that you can practice that, so just a little thing to play with, is get both feet firmly on the floor. You could do this sitting, you could do this standing. I would probably try it both ways because we lead in both postures. But you want to have your shoulders back. You can, sometimes I even like to flip my hands up, my palms up towards the ceiling or sky in a receiving posture, and really allow yourself to feel grounded from the top of your head down through your body, long and straight to the bottoms of your feet, and just allow yourself to be physically grounded. If you find yourself leaning towards one way or the other, straighten up. Maybe you, like me, have a desire to cross your legs. If you're sitting, don't, right? Get those feet firmly on the ground. If you can find your center, literally your physical center, And if you're like, what does that mean? Like, even lean forward intentionally a little bit, lean backward, lean to the side, and then get yourself back into that kind of equilibrium where you're like, okay, but here's center. If you are centered, that is an amazing grounding point for showing up presently. And that drives presence. You know, if we are not grounded, if we are not present, whether physically off kilter or kind of mentally off kilter, it will detract from and deteriorate your executive presence. It may even take away where people don't see you as having executive presence. So you have that piece to it. The other word, of course, in executive presence is executive. And I wanted to use that intentionally because even though executive can define a role in the organization, more than that, it's about, are you showing up in a way where people will listen to you? And executive can look as wildly different from one person to the next. So perhaps you're a person who is in a corporate setting who hears terms like executive presence thrown around all the time. Great, own it. And know that you will show up as an executive in your own way too, even in those settings where there may be more of a uniform to what that looks like. And that's not, of course, the case in all corporations, but many of them do have more of a set standard for what it looks like. You may also find yourself as someone out there running your own business. Maybe you're in a creative field, feel like you can define your own shots. You too have an executive presence. An executive in your work line of work may look really different. You know, I think can be someone in more creative fields like the music industry, or even in a corporate setting. I think oftentimes people in marketing or PR are viewed to be, we can be more creative, more original way of dressing, however you want to think of it. But I don't care if you have a nose ring, you have a stripe of coral in your hair like I currently do, you want to wear ripped jeans, whatever. You, even if you are doing things that are maybe not traditionally in a black suit corporate way viewed as executive, you will have some way that you can define what executive looks like. And so that, as we get into one of these steps, I mean, that's one of the things I want you to know is it is about making it your own. And it's about making sure that in how you are communicating that presence to the person in front of you, that there can be alignment. So you want to think about if there is, once you know kind of, okay, here's who I am and how I want to show up. And you think about when somebody sees me or I'm interacting with someone, they're going to make judgments just based on looking at me. That's human nature. Might be frustrating to some of us, but it is what happens. They're going to make some judgments on me. And based on the judgments that they're making about me, how am I rising to meet them so that no matter what their starting point is from seeing me, through what I'm communicating to them, not just in what I look like, but in what I'm saying and how I'm showing up, that I'm going to take them to see my presence, my executive presence, in the way that I want to. So anyway, you are your own unique unicorn, and you want to make sure that you're bringing other people along there with you. So how do you do this? I want to give you 5 steps for reflecting on and improving your own executive presence. The first is, you may not be surprised, self-reflection. And the question I would ask myself here is, what is my presence like today? And that could, you know, for some of you, it might just be easiest to start with in this moment as you're listening, like, what's my presence like? Notice, are you hunched forward or are you leaning, you know, are you shoulders back? Like, how are you showing up right now? Beyond just kind of your immediate tapping into for in this present moment, it can be really a great exercise to capture yourself. You can do that through taking a picture. You can have someone film you. You could record yourself speaking. In my own development as an executive coach, I've had lots of occasions where I needed to record audio of a coaching session that I did. Really informative for my own growth, being able to go back and listen. What was I saying? How was I asking questions? What was silence like in those sessions? How was I interacting with that client? And for the first time, I just in the last month recorded a video coaching session with a client. And that brought in this whole new domain for me to learn from, observing, not just what was I saying, but what did I look like when I was saying it? And anyway, so all this to say, finding opportunities for yourself just to capture what you're looking like and how you're showing up, that's going to give you good data for you to go back and look at, okay, what insight do I have about my current state when it comes to my executive presence? Do this, as with all things that I recommend when it comes to self-reflection, you know, do it with grace. Notice all the things that you're seeing, but notice them without judgment, right? This isn't a place for you to come in with a heavy critique of yourself. And as you're doing this, the reason I want you to do this without asking other people for feedback yet is executive presence can be sensitive. It can be hard to hear what other people say about the way we look or how we speak. What are these filler words we use? And in many of us, it can inspire a defensive state if we don't start with some sense of self-awareness on our own. So first step in improving and understanding your executive presence is this self-reflection. The second step that I would urge you to do is to identify role models for your own executive presence. So I've said, right, you're your own unique unicorn. It shows up in many different ways. And you want to have some sense of, so who are the people I want to aspire to? Larry Ellis and Steve Jobs both have really strong executive presence. You know, had that in their leadership, and really different kinds of executive presence. So since it's not a uniform, I think you want to go through and find some places where you think, yeah, if I was showing up like that, that would feel great. Now, there are some commonalities, like I've said, when it comes to executive presence. These can include things like being organized, having a polished appearance, exuding confidence. Maybe it's in a smile or making direct eye contact, having strong communication. Now, that can be quiet and reserved, but powerful communication. It can also be kind of loud, boisterous communication. So these things can show up differently, but those are common traits for someone who's showing up with executive presence. So as you're thinking about your own role model, I would expect that you're finding people who the way they're organizing, the kind of appearance they have, how they're showing confidence, what their communication style is like, where you're feeling like, yeah, that feels aligned with me, and or that feels aligned with what I'm aiming for. So those are the things that you're gonna look for. I will say for myself, when I think about executive presence role models for me, there's two things that show up. One is a person. So Amy Poehler is someone that I really admire. I will say I did not come into preparing for this podcast having a role model. So it's kind of interesting for me to step back and think about it. And what I like about Amy Poehler is she can be kind of quirky, and obviously she's super funny. And yet she can step back and also be really serious, drive a point home. So she has this balance and this ability to maneuver between the two that I really admire. And then, also I will say on her, for me, the content of a lot of what she's saying speaks to me. So I don't know. I bet there's people who you could find where maybe they're talking in a totally different realm than the kinds of things you want to be talking about and communicating, and still you admire their executive presence. That's great. That could happen. And for me, I noticed there was a natural alignment between the two. The second thing that inspires me in my own executive presence is totally different, and that is a kind of tree. And I don't know where this came from, but I have this huge fascination, and it's only happened in the last, 5-10 years or so, where I've been learning a lot about trees. Maybe it's I did all this humanities studying in college that I was ready to get back to something more science-like. But looking at trees, the way they interact, how they grow, there's kind of these vast differences when you look species to species. So for me, the pine tree in my current state just feels like one that is inspiring. They're tall and solid. They can lean one way or another and still really have strong roots. And different from other trees, the shape of their canopy, where you have kind of a smaller top down to, if you picture a Christmas tree, this wider bottom. Somehow for me, I feel like my posture of leadership in this moment of time has been kind of hands outstretched at my side and then head straight and tall, kind of long, lean, straight going up. And that for a posture really speaks to me and the kind of presence that I want to have now. And so something about the pine tree and the shape of it just gives me a sense of inspiration. And I'll contrast that to several years ago, the oak tree was really my tree image of myself and how I wanted to show up. And then it was something of kind of like arms outstretched, really strong, reaching for something different from the stance that I'm in today. So you too may ask yourself, what kind of tree am I? Or maybe you'll have something else that is abstract, totally different. Maybe there's a painting, maybe there's an article of clothing, whatever. So choose whatever it is that you see as an inspirational role model. And those are two that I myself have used. The third place is, once you've done those first two steps, then I think you are ready to ask for help. And this might be, maybe you're in an organization where you could have a 360 completed for you. Maybe you're someone who is working with an executive coach. Great places to ask for help. And it can absolutely be a trusted friend, a mentor, someone who's known you for a long time. But I think the key for when you ask for help is you want it to be someone who you trust, so you can really listen and receive their feedback. And you want to have a clear request that you're making of that person. So if you sit down with them and just say, hey, can you tell me how I can have more executive presence? It's pretty broad. It's different from saying, I really trust you. I want to get your feedback on my executive presence. I've done some reflection and here's what I'm noticing. I notice that I have this filler word. I'm noticing that when I get up in front of groups, I tend to feel less like myself than when I'm in one-on-one situations, whatever it is. But here's what I'm noticing. Be specific. When I think about the kind of executive presence I have, Amy Poehler is my inspiration point. She's got charisma. She's funny, but she also has the ability to drive home really important issues in a way that people are listening. And I like how she can balance all of that, right? But you're being really specific. And the gap that I see between where I am now, where I want to be, is this. And I know I probably have blind spots, and I thought you could help me see those. Or it might be, and I, that's how I'm thinking about it. Give me feedback if you think I'm off course. But the reason I wanted to sit down with you is I thought you would be really in a great position to help me brainstorm how to bridge the gap and get more experience speaking in front of large groups, whatever it is. So ask for help and be specific when you ask for help. The fourth thing is, I think coming out of the reflection you've done on your own and working in tandem with someone else, is pick a learning intention. Like, pick that one thing that if you were doing that one thing, it would really make all the difference on your executive presence. That might be, you're going to find a signature look. It might be you're going to learn how to speak loudly in front of a room. It might be you're going to learn how to resist speaking up in a room and just step in and ask questions. Whatever it is, but set that learning intention that's going to be a place for you to learn and grow related to your own executive presence. And then the fifth and final step that I would have for you here is to take action and iterate. So it's always a practice where, as you step into and are looking to improve and grow your executive presence, and in so doing, improve how you're inspiring people to follow you and drive great impact out into the world, you've got to get out there and start taking a first step. And I'll give you two examples of how I have done this in my own life and career, so that hopefully it can inspire you to think about, okay, what might be some specific actions? So I have for many years, and I can remember the first time was probably, I was maybe 25 or 26, and I had just stepped into kind of a new platform of leadership within an organization where suddenly I was sitting down with the president or the CEO. I was sitting down with really senior people internally. I'd been sitting down with those types of people from a client perspective, but not internally. So interestingly for me and my own growth, finding my leadership in the internal setting felt like more of a learning edge than it did with clients at that time. So what I set for myself was that I wanted to chase opportunities that were going to put me in a position to be nervous. And so I did not feel nervous at that moment in time sitting in front of a healthcare CEO, but I did feel nervous having to present in front of the president of the organization. And so I sought out those opportunities. And the more times I did things that made me nervous, those things that had once made me nervous didn't make me nervous anymore, which opened up a new platform of things that would make me nervous. And just going through the motions of being nervous and having to work my way through it, I think for me, strengthened and continue to strengthen, because there's plenty of things that still make me nervous, continue to strengthen my own confidence and resolve. And it creates a greater capacity in me to step into a wide variety of situations and be just fine with it. So that's one kind of action that I have taken. You can think about whether it would be that or something else for you. Another that I have taken in my career, which is totally different, came when I left the world of being employed and set out starting my own business. I realized that I'd been in a uniform of what it looks like to be a senior leader. At the organization where I worked, there was a very clear dress code, and people followed it almost in an eerie way, where I had at that time many of our clients come and say, "So is there like some way that they screen so that everybody looks the same?" I mean, there was a really similar look. I think of it as the black suit look. Anyway, I never really felt quite at home in how I dressed in that role, particularly in the more formal settings. I always felt a little bit kind of not quite in my own self. Something was missing. And I think that was on me, not on the code that they were setting. It was my own way of viewing it. And so when I stepped out into the world of running my own business, I thought, well, I still want to have gravitas. I want this executive presence, and I want it to feel like me. So the thing that I did at that moment in time to help steward me on that path was I worked with a stylist, a woman by the name of Natalie Tincher of Buttoned Up Style in New York. She's awesome. Anyone is looking for a stylist to work with. But Natalie, she was able to listen to me, kind of like I was saying in that ask for help step, say, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm showing up. This is the kind of physical way that I've been dressing and showing up. Here are things I love. Here are things that I don't know what to do with. And she helped me go out and we set a budget. And then I went to New York and we went out, got the pieces I was looking for in the budget that was set. And it was awesome. It was a completely different way of shopping than I'd ever done before. And I can even remember, in case you're having this moment, a friend of mine who actually connected me to Natalie, I'd remembered her talking to me about going through this process of working with a stylist and thinking, well, that's really cool, but I would never need that. That's how I felt at the time. And then, of course, a few years later, I had worked with her and it was and is, as I will continue to periodically work with her, it's really excellent. So, anyway, all this to say, you can think about what is the action that you're going to take, and then continue to play, iterate, try new things, keep going forth. So in sum, you're going to do that self-reflection. You're going to identify your role model. You're going to ask for help. So get an outside perspective or two, set that learning intention, and then go forth and practice. That is what I wanted to talk with you all today about executive presence. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in learning more about what I do or dropping me a direct line, you can do so over at pointroadstudios.com. That's point like a pencil point, road spelled out ROAD, and studios with an S. While you're there, you can find links to follow along with me on places like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and you can head over to the subscribe page to join the online community where you get things like show notes and from the podcast, blog posts, special updates, things like that, delivered right to your inbox. And finally, a request, help me spread the word about the show. Perhaps you know somebody that has excellent executive presence. Let this be a moment where you can share this podcast with them and tell them, thanks for inspiring me with your leadership and the kind of executive presence you have. That could be a really fun way to just share with someone. And then as ever, if you head over to wherever you're listening to podcasts, places like Apple Music, write a review. Those reviews help us get a pop in the online algorithm that places like Apple Music has. So I'm not quite sure the science behind it, but I know it's important. And for me on a personal level, I love reading those reviews. So thank you for doing those things. And most of all for listening. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.